Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky hosts Western leaders in Kyiv as Ukraine marks 2 years since Russia's full-scale invasion. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia.
Today, we're here to tell you that Europe will continue to stand at your side for as long as it takes.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen vowed on Saturday that Europe would back Ukraine. Von der Leyen and the prime ministers of Italy, Canada and Belgium arrived in Kyiv to show solidarity on the second anniversary of Russia's full-scale invasion. They joined Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the Hostomel airfield. It was the site of a ferocious battle at the start of the invasion. As Russia tried to fly in paratroopers to seize the capital Kyiv, Zelensky embraced the Western leaders and delivered a televised speech. He said the word independent will always stand next to the word Ukraine in future history.
The body of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who died last week, was handed to his mother on Saturday in the Arctic city, according to a spokesperson.
In a video posted to YouTube less than 24 hours before, Navalny's widow, Yulia Navalnaya, demanded the release of her husband's body and accused Russian President Vladimir Putin, whom she called demonic, of torturing her husband's corpse.
You are mocking the remains of the deceased. It is already impossible to come up with more devilry. You violated every law, both human and divine.
Navalny's family and supporters have accused Putin of having him killed, an accusation that the Kremlin has rejected. Navalny survived a poisoning attempt in 2020.
And that's correspondent Lisa Bernard. This is VOA News. Belarusians will cast ballots Sunday in tightly controlled parliamentary and local elections that are set to cement the leader's rule amid opposition calls for a boycott. President Alexander Lukashenko has ruled Belarus with an iron hand for nearly 30 years. He accuses the West of trying to use the vote to undermine his government and destabilize the nation of 9.5 million people. Most candidates belong to the four officially registered parties, which all support Lukashenko's policies. About a dozen other parties were denied registration last year. Heads of state across West Africa meeting Saturday for an annual to discuss the region's challenges, which include defections from their regional organizations. VOA's Jeff Custer tells us more.
At its annual summit in Nigeria's capital, Abuja, the Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS, was being tested as member nations Niger and Mali, each of whom underwent military coups last year, and Burkina Faso, which suffered a military takeover in 2022, are seeking to withdraw from the regional organization. There's also the political crisis in usually stable democracy Senegal, where supposedly outgoing President Macky Sall postponed elections scheduled for later this month. In his opening statement, ECOWAS chief and Nigerian President Bola Tinubu challenged his fellow member nations to address these issues head on.
We must approach these issues with a sense of unity and commitment to the well-being of our people.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on U.S. presidential candidate Nikki Haley vowing to stay in the race.
Presidential candidate Nikki Haley says she's staying in the race regardless of the outcome of South Carolina's primary.
I'm going to continue to fight. I am not going anywhere.
Nikki Haley, the former governor of South Carolina, wasn't expected to win in her home state, where Donald Trump is led by wide margins in the polls. He says every primary win puts him closer to returning to the White House next year.
We have it in the grasp to make America richer and safer and stronger and prouder and more beautiful than ever before.
But Haley says she's not giving up, saying voters don't like Trump or Democrat Joe Biden.
There is a choice. We can leave the drama and the chaos. We can leave the incompetence. And we can go to something that is normal.
Now that is AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.